السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Apa afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Ameen, Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications which you made. We say Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, the star, and verses number 9, 10, and 11. Thus far, we are discussing the miraculous nocturnal journey of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why did this journey take place? Because in that year, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of the Master alayhi salam, and the only wife at that time, 25 years married, 6 children, and she passed away. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very sad. And his uncle, who defended him against the idol worshippers for more than 40 years, but he did not embrace Islam, Abu Talib, he also died. So the Master alayhi salatu salam was very sad. That year is known as Amul Huzan, when the Master alayhi, the year of sadness and grief, when the Master alayhi salatu salam was 51 years old or so approximately. Almighty Allah said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, I will take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey. No person, no personality before you experienced this, and no one after you will ever experience this. So from Makkah Mukarramah, there to Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa, al-Isra, and that is enshrined in the Noble Quran, the beginning of the 15th chapter, the 15th part of the Noble Quran, and chapter number 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 1. So the 15th part of the Noble Quran, and chapter 17, verse 1. And there the Master, alayhi salam, met the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, performed the salat, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, to show humanity and posterity, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. And then from there, the ascension, the Mi'raj. So that is what we are discussing in these verses here. To understand chapter 53 and verse number 9, you need to understand something else. You see, when there were two tribes or two organizations and they had a pact between them, so they would bring their swords together. This person here will bring his sword and that person there will bring his sword. Or they will bring their arrows. So then they bring the arrow right next to one another, the bow and arrow. So if you look at it from a distance, you will think maybe it is one bow and one arrow. So that is the expression used here. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came so near to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى. فكان hence he جبريل عليه السلام قاب had a distance قوسين was of two bows أو أدنى or less than that as well. So today in the Arabic language, if you want to say between brackets, so you say بين القوسين. So you know a bow and an arrow. So look at the bow. So the bow goes up and then it goes down on the two sides. So now that is the bow. So yeah, Jibreel alayhi salam came so near, like the bow and the arrow, so near they are to the next person and so forth. So even nearer. So it was like he was so near to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what was his task and mission? That to bring the wahi and to all might Allah conferred upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we go and study Muslim Sharif, the authentic hadith compilation, three gifts were given to the Master alayhi salatu salam on that miraculous nocturnal journey. The 5 daily salat, initially 50, and then takreeman lihadil ummah, to honor this ummah and we, because we're very weak. So we'll read 5 salat on time and we will receive the reward of 50 salat and 50 prayers. La yubaddalul qawlu ladayya, that our speech that never ever changes. And then the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah, and that is chapter number 2, Surah number 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 285 to 286. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه. Till the ending, O Ummah, learn this ending. وَعْفُ أَنَّا. Ya Allah, from the time we became baligh and mature, forgive us the vices since we committed. وَغْفِلْ لَنَا. Ya Allah, currently, presently, the wrong, the vices, the sins we commit. Ya Allah, make sattari and cover and conceal. This morning you went to relieve yourself. Before entering the toilet, what did you say, O Muslim, O Muslimah? Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the male and female jinn, the impure ones, the khabis, the impure and immoral ones. And when we came out, ghufranaka. What is the meaning of ghufranaka? In this text and context, you can't say forgiveness. You didn't commit a sin or something. So ghufranaka means sitruka ya Rab. Ya Allah, I exposed my privates there in the bathroom, in the toilet and so forth. So ya Allah, you cover and conceal it, never expose it to all and sundry and in front of people and the public. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. All praise is due to Almighty Allah who removed this pollution and dirt from me and impurity from me. Wa afani, and he gave me that afiyat, safety, comfort, protection and so forth. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Mustad Ahmed, Mustadrak Hakim and so forth, and you will find all these type of du'as and supplications. So yeah, also remember, wa'afu anna, forgive us. That's for the past and for the present and current. Waqfir lana, ya sattar, O Allah, cover and conceal our vices and sins. And for the future, warhamna, O Almighty Allah, envelope us in your special mercy. Anta maulana, you are our protector. Fansurna lal qawmil kafirin, assist us against the kuffar and non-Muslim. The Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, the atheists, the secularists, and the capitalists, and everybody else, the Democrats, and all the satanic parties, Ya Rab, O Almighty Allah. So this was the gift given to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third gift, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your Ummah, for them is Jannah and Paradise. When? Provided that they don't commit kufr and blasphemy, they don't reject the articles of faith, and they don't commit shirk, they don't associate, ascribe anybody, anything to Almighty Allah. For bashirhum bil Jannah, so give them the glad tidings of Jannah. Open Muslim Sharif, you will find it. So now when Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel Gabriel, is right next to the master alayhi salam, like the two bows are now connected to one another, almost touching one another. فَأَوْحَا إِلَىٰ أَبَدِهِمَا أَوْحَا. What is the rank, O Ummah, of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, where the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place, where the Hijratun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the migration of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, where Wafatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, and during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the demise of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place. He made parda from us, the human beings, and so forth and all. So we must remember, us don't mean me and you now, it means sahaba and all of that. So at that time, so now and then, remember, we never saw the master, but we love the master more than we love ourselves, more than we love our parents, our spouses, our children, and our siblings. Yet iman ka taqaza hai, that is what our iman and faith, remember, demands from us. So we should be very clear on that issue. So look at the words here. For awaha, hence he, Almighty Allah, send the wahi revelation. It goes to Jibreel alayhi salam, and then it goes and received by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For awaha ila abadihi, to his special servant. You can't translate just servant, special servant, most beloved servant. Ma awaha, whatever revelation was sent. This is regarding Mi'raj, O Muslim, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Go there to the beginning of the 15 part, 15 juz of the noble Quran, beginning of chapter 17. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abadihi. When Almighty Allah spoke about the first part of the journey, that is from Makkah Mukarramah to Jerusalem, Allah Jalla Wala said, Subhanalladhi. Why is Subhana used? Allah sabili ta'ajjub is something astonishing, surprising, amazing, beyond perception, comprehension of human being. Everlasting glory, perfection for you, O Almighty Allah. Asra bi abadihi, who took his beloved servant at night. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the role model, is the role model, and the greatest personality for all times, all places, and for humanity and posterity, male, female, adult, and child. See, the perfect slave and servant of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The more we become a slave and servant of Allah, the more Allah will elevate us. Our problem is we want to become big shots, and then we get disgrace. Look at Trump, look at Netanyahu, look at all these haramis and war criminals and swines and pigs, how they are disgraced and humiliated in the whole world. So Islam teaches us, become the true slave and servant of Allah Jalla Wala, and Allah will elevate your rank and status. So see how Allah is elevating him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 94, verse 4, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your name, Nami, Ismi Grami, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your honorable name, we are elevating it. Ma madama immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. What Hassan bin Sabit said, it's not my speech that is going to elevate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nay, but my speech gets elevated because taking the name Nami, Ismi Grami, the honorable name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand that. Ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. Another distinction, another miracle, another mu'jiza. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see with his eyes mubarak. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see with the heart mubarak. The Master alayhi salatu wa sallam saw Jannat and Jahannam on this occasion, paradise and hell. So to teach the Ummah that these are all the things are reality, these are not figment of our imagination, and so these are reality. Remember, we must believe in it. ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. So whatever the heart Mubarak saw was not a fabrication, was not a propaganda. It is 100% the truth. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the intelligence of the Master alayhi salam. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. The most intelligent in the entire universe. Almighty Allah speaks of the tongue Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. He does not speak of his desires. It is wahi and revelation sent to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah speaks of the heart Mubarak of the Master, the purest heart. Ala qalbik, on your Mubarak heart, this revelation comes, Ya Rasulullah. So what your inner recesses of your heart saw is not a fabrication, is 100% the truth. If you only understood the glory, beauty, style and diction of the noble Quran, Allah marzuqna hubbak wa hubba nabiyyik wa hubba ahlil bayt wa hubba al-Quran wa hubba أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب أهل الله. Ya Allah, grant us your love, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt, the love of Quran and Sunnah, and the love of Sahaba and Awliyaullah. That is our religion. Once that true love permeates and it enters the inner recesses of our heart, everything becomes so easy to practice on. Tabi'at Shariat Banjai, or Shariat Tabi'at Banjai. The whole deen will become your second nature. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 3rd Rabiul Awwal, 1447, day number 691, day in Ghazza al Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Two Jutlas and two Jews, Zionists, dispatched to hell. We have no sympathy, empathy for them. Let them rot in hell, the haramis. Netanyahu had a meeting with his cabinet yesterday, the war criminal, when he came out. This was the speech he gave. He said, every threat in Gaza, it will end in Gaza. We will not leave these monsters there in Gaza, and we will finish them up and bring back our hostages. Eh harami, oh you swine, oh you pig, oh you donkey, monkey, and your cabinet. Aren't you saying that for the past 2 years already? And your own people are turning against you. 100,000 people yesterday marched in various places in Tel Aviv and so forth and so on, which is called nowadays Hostage Square, and they called you Hitler. They want to assassinate you, and now you are fearing and urinating in your pants, you harami. You are the worst person today in this world. What he said, that Attenborough and so forth, he said that the whale has got 4 tons of poo, and he is number 2 on the list. And number 1 on the list is you, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal. Nay, Jutla, Zionist, Americans, it did not start on 7th October 2023. It started in 1946-47, and then Israel was established in 48-14 May, 40 years before Hamas was established by our leader, the Waliullah, the sage of the age, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hamas only started in 87, and you started murdering and massacring the Palestinians in 47-48 already. So don't come with your nonsense here, you monsters, you haramis, you swines. So remember, those are the words that Quran uses for you. Any jutla want to dispute that, remember, is a moron, and Quran calls them morons. Chapter number 59, verse 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that they are united, wa qulubuhum shatta, but their hearts are disunited and fragmented. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people, nation who got no brains. You see that? How humiliated they are. See how humiliated they are. Even the Democrats in America have saying now that Israel is a pariah state. Can you believe that? You must remember, in Israel itself, they are against them. Yesterday was strikes everywhere. The day of disruption. What a huge success. 10,000 here, 10,000 dead, 100,000 people marching, protesting. And we must get rid of him, Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, and Katz, and all these haramis, Cohen, and whoever else. Whole lot. And he, the leader, he's a Hitler. We must kill him, assassinate him. That is what the Jutlas are saying. Now, another country that was boot-licking America and licking their backsides. So you must remember, Modi thought, if I have close relationship with Trump, then everything will work out fine. It doesn't work out fine. The only lesson they learn is give them a good smack like Hamas is giving them. You see that? So now Trump says from today 50% tariffs on India. So Modi told them, at least they had the guts to say that. So they said, go to hell. You don't tell us from where we must buy our oil and our energy. We will continue buying from Russia, you see. But now Modi and India are in big trouble in the sense that the entire, all the countries of BRICS are anti-America, anti-Israel. So whether it's Russia, whether it's China, whether it's Brazil, whether it's South Africa. But India now will turn against America a little bit, but they still pro-Israel. So they in a catch-22 situation. So you better make up your mind which side of the fence you are. Once you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major, major offense. Israel demolished 1,000 buildings in Gaza City. Israel, the Zionists, the war criminals, the monsters, to use the words of Netanyahu and so forth. So remember, they demolished 1,000 buildings in Gaza City alone. So now Iran, the IAEA will be visiting them, the inspectors, the first time after America attacked Iran and so forth. So it's strange, you know, for Iran, the inspectors must go. But for Israel, no inspectors go. That is what Kennedy wanted, that all the inspectors must go there. So what they did. So you must remember the Mossad and the CIA and all of them, all prostitutes, prostitutes, haramis, they got rid of him and assassinated Kennedy. You should know. That's why you must remember, they don't give you all the details. The Epstein file is still being hidden because his name is there, Trump's name is there, Clinton's name is there, Andrew's name is there, Prince Andrew. And his biography is coming out now in October or so. And there'll be many juicy details there. He doesn't want you to see it, but he can't do anything. And your MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan's name is also there. They murdered, double attack. Remember on the Nasser Hospital, they murdered more than 20 people, 6, you must remember, journalists, and the entire world condemned them and castigated them. So what Israel says, no, we will investigate. The Israelis investigating the IDF. That's a sick joke, remember that. Therefore, they don't allow foreign journalists to come inside there. They will give the whole entire story of their war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and their apartheid, and their settler mentality, colonial mentality. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And that is what Hamas is doing. We must remember these type of things here. So what did they say? They said that no, it was a mistake. There was a camera there. So we thought from the camera, they are looking for us and they're going to shoot us. So therefore, we killed more than 20. So remember that everything they took rubbish, and they must go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. You must remember. See Saudi Arabia. You know the soccer player Ronaldo. He is there in Saudi, in Riyadh and all these places. So now he is busy with his girlfriend, fornicating with her day and night and so forth. They got children. But in Saudi Arabia, there's not a sin for him. Anybody else has fornication, adultery, they want to punish him. The double standards of MBS, the double standards of Ali Saud, they are the kafir government. Let me be clear on that. Their imams, they say that our government is al-hukumatu rashida. If you know Arabic, it's not Rashida, a righteous government, it's Al-Hukumatul Khabisa. Why you allow him, Ronaldo and his girlfriend, to be bonking and to be busy all the time, make children there, haram children and so forth, and then nothing for him, you give him special services and so. So that is the height of hypocrisy. Your 2030 will fall on your face. Your 2034, inshallah, I make dua every day, you must never get that World Cup. Allahumma alik ala Saud kama ahlakta Adam wa Samud. Allah ta'ala ki lati bi awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Lisa Cook. So remember, she was fired and dumped by him, Trump. So she says, I'm filing a lawsuit against Trump. I'm going to sue him. Well done, Lisa Cook. Sue him for millions. He's got enough money, the harami. That he paid for that, you know. Stormy, the prostitute, Stormy Daniels, 130,000 or more. So all that to shut their mouth. She took the money and she spilled the beans. So you must sue him for 130 million or more. That we will support you in that. Take his pencil for him, the harami. Ukraine must agree that Donbass is gone. You see, Russia, from Russia would love. Today is day number 1280. Write it down. In Gaza al-Mubarakah, it is day 691. And in Russia and Ukraine, Moscow and Kiev, 1280. So Donbass, not Donbass, you know, yeah. That we, under apartheid, we used to call this, you must remember, the Burkis, the Bura, the Afrikaner, the Nationalist Party, they wanted the Africans must walk around with their pass everywhere. So they used to call it Dom Pass, if you know anything about apartheid. Dom means the foolish and idiot, and pass the document. So this is called Donbass, D-O-N-B-A-S-S. So you, Ukraine, America, forget it. You must remember, Donbass, Putin says, in mind, and what you going to do about it. That's why I like Putin, big harami. So he sorts out America and Israel and Ukraine and Europe. BBC, another harami, they're also complicit in this genocide, always favoring Israel in their reporting. The BBC is warning their listeners globally that Russian media is influencing too many people. You frightened for Russia, BBC? You haramis? 100 years you all are in existence, making propaganda, and now when Russia is speaking the truth, you say and warn the people about Russian media influence. No shame you got. No visa for the Justice Minister of Brazil. Who said so? United States of America. They said that we revoked his visa. So go to hell. Tell them we go to hell. Why the burning? Because remember, they did not allow the Israeli ambassador there. They told him, you get out. We're not accepting you. The world has forgotten about the Rohingya Muslims. Once upon a time, the United Nations said, they are the most oppressed people on this earth. But you hardly hear anything about them, and the Muslim countries, majority of them, and the Arab countries are like donkeys and idiots, you know. That follow the Pied Piper. What the Zionist media says, they just go and they regurgitate it and they just vomit it again. So that is the donkeys we have in the Muslim world as far as media goes. So majority of them. So you see now, the ex-president of Brazil, they're fixing him up. Now they're increasing the security around him. 24 hours he will be monitored by extra police and security. Well done. That's a smack in the face of him, Trump and his pal there in Brazil. Two policemen were shot there near Melbourne in Australia. They called them and said there's some illegal activities going on, and this guy pulled the gun and the trigger. He ambushed them. Three police came, two dead, and now they can't find him. He's still on the run. This incident happened Monday. Today is Wednesday, and the Australian police are still looking for him. Botswana, our neighbor, in deep crisis. Botswana has a health emergency. What is happening in their hospitals and clinic? An acute shortage of medicine. Can you believe that? You must remember that. South Africa, what you doing? You must help your neighbor. And you know how much you're stealing. So let's come to South African news now. The trust in the police has failed, remember. 60% of the South African people who are impacted by crime, they don't report it. They have no confidence in SAPS, in the South African police service. No confidence in the politicians. Fikile Bulula says that 2026 is elections. We need credible members of the ANC and not corrupted members. Are you not corrupted? Is Cyril not corrupted with his Pala Pala? Are you not corrupted with your trip to Dubai when 702 exposed you? Then you had to spill the beans and sing like a canary. So tensions in Durban, KKZ in schools. The students come on their father's time and the police or security, they close the gates. Then the fighting starts. 100%. When I was teaching Darul Uloom, if a student came 1 minute, 5 minutes late, he must stand for half an hour. They knew the law. Nobody would mess around. We must teach them discipline. You must remember. You know what? There's the door. Get out. You must remember that. Helen Zeller, she is now smoking the pipe with the ANC. So she says that Johannesburg must be run only by the ANC or by the DA. How is that now, Helen Zeller? Which side of the fence are you? Cyril says there's 30% tariffs on us now. We must diversify. So now they're busy with China and Japan and so forth and so on. So that is what's happening. Okay, 2-3 quick announcements. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With the help, grace, mercy of Allah, Jalla Wala, the barakah, wasila of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. So we have enough decoders now and radios. They in our Durban office as well, and here by us as well. So 500 rand a decoder. Please don't ask for free decoders. We don't have free now. So we gave you enough free. So you want to buy? It's 500 rand a decoder. You contact our Durban office. Dawood Monli is there. Mohana Khalid is there. And yeah, you contact, yeah, you contact Suleiman, you contact me, you understood? My number, I give it out every day, almost 071-888-1184. So 500 rand decoder. Don't say you want mahala, no free business here. So it's not a charity business here. So it's 500 rand. So you must remember per decoder, per radio. Okay, from tomorrow, Mohana Salim Karim and our Junaid Mota, Azan will go, Fajr Azan 5 o'clock, our Salat, Fajr Salat from tomorrow year is 5:50, 10 to 6. Today is still 6 o'clock, so therefore our Azan will come a little bit earlier and then the programs will go as normal. Today's program, so Wednesday between 8:30 and 9, Mohana Zaid will interview Mufti Hassan, mashallah, he speaks very well. He's from America, but he settled now in Pakistan. And he gives good interviews towards Bozaid, you see. And then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today is Wednesday afternoon, so make special dua. Already in New Zealand, America, they might be, not America, Australia, they're going to the afternoon already. So remember, we have listeners, all of them there as well. So make special dua Wednesday afternoon. Allah, Jalla Wala, decimate America, Israel, and all these Arab tanpod dictators and murtads and haramis who are undermining and subverting Islam and so forth. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa, and all our masajid. Ameen. Mohana Salim, we have 13 minutes, 12 minutes left, so let's fire up with a few questions, inshallah.
If a 51-year-old lady stopped menstruation from April this year, and she started bleeding now in August, is this considered as a haze or sickness?
Most probably, sister, it will be considered an istihaza, because nowadays when a lady reaches the age of 50 or 55 and so forth, she's entering her menopause. So now after so many months or years, whatever, so now suddenly you started bleeding, spotting and all that in April. So we will say that most probably it is istihaza and al-mustahaza to katahira. When a lady is in istihaza, so you're just like a clean lady. So everything permissible, husband-wife relationship permissible, you touch the Quran, you read the Quran, all that permissible. Only thing for Salat, for your 5 daily Salat, because you'll be considered a ma'zura. So before every first Salat, you're going to read Fajr now, for example, So you must make a fresh wudu. And you're going to read Zohar, fresh wudu. Asr, fresh wudu. Maghrib time, be careful. Make wudu after sunset. So when the azan goes, then you make wudu. And then perform your Maghrib Salat in Isha time. You make separate Salat, fresh Salat, wudu. And then you read the Salat. So that is the only thing you must be careful about. Allah give you Shifa.
Mufti Sahab, my mother's husband passed away at the Mayyat. Can I and my sister sit with her?
Remember that when your biological father passed away, and after the iddat and so forth, your mother remarried. So now when your mother remarried, and you and your stepfather, so what is the relationship? Go open chapter 4, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23, the last verse of the fourth juz, the fourth supara. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. So Almighty Allah says, you become the Rabiba. So you are now growing up there in your house with your mother and with your stepfather. So once the stepfather, he consummated the marriage with your mother, so now he becomes your mahram. So once he passes away, then your mother is sitting there, his wife, the deceased wife, and you sit there, all permissible. Because why? He was your mahram and remains your mahram. So if you sit there, totally permissible, and there's no problem with that. After he has consummated the marriage with your mother. So obviously that was done as well.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best dua to read for Nazar?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, you must remember, Uqba bin Amir, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu wa arzah, the hadith in Muslim Sharif, the hadith in Mishkat, Mustadi Ahmad, various compilations. Ya Uqba, la yata'awwadhu ahadun bimislihima. There is no more powerful ta'weez. Today all these ta'weez walas. Let me be clear on this. I like to be straightforward. Remember, I'll tell you 80-90% are crooks. You must remember, they know how to fleece the public, and especially women, you know. Women are very gullible. Fairy tales, they love fairy tales and stories, you know. They make you fools, my sisters. Why you fall for all these amils and tawis, walas and all of them? Just leave them, get rid of them. Majority of them, I don't say all, but I'll tell you 80-90%. So practice on this Quranic advice and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. So now number one is this, that you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Uqba, la yata'awwadhu ahadun bimislihima. There's no more powerful ta'weez than these two surahs. Mu'awwadhatayn, you read it, you will be protected. Read, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And blow on yourself, blow on the person who is impacted. Read Ayatul Kursi, read Surah Fatiha, read Surah Baqarah. These are all Quranic verses that will help you and protect you as well. Then the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah, is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. If you want the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, go open Kitabul Anbiya, the chapter regarding the prophets and messengers. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is informing the Sahaba. You know your spiritual father, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his sons were very young, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, he would read this dua. I, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read this dua. And for who? For Hassanain, for Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. I am the beloved Nana, the best of Allah's creation. These are my beloved Nawasa. Sib to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic. So the Master alayhi salam would read so that there's no evil eye in them. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammah min kulli shaytanin wa hammah wa min kulli aynin lammah. You got it? A'udhu bi kalima. You can read A'udhu or U'idhu. Bukhari Sharif got U'idhu, Ibn Majah got A'udhu. So both are flexible. So A'udhu or U'idhu bi kalimatillahi tammah. I seek Allah's protection through these complete words, the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. Min kulli shaitanin wa hammah. From every Satan, human being and jinn form, Wahama, and everything that's poisonous and dangerous. In Zulu, we will translate it that you, shaitans, Hama. So we will say Hamba, Hamba. Get out from here. We don't want you, ya harami. Min kulli shaitanin Wahama, wa min kulli aynin Lama, and from every evil eye. See. That is what you must read, instead of the Tawiz Walas and all that, they are making you fools. So stay away from them, they are not honest people.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that one of the signs of Qiyamah is that Israel will take over most of Middle East?
Remember, that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us, they will try to do all that. There's a wonderful tafsir of the noble Quran written by one of the Palestinian ulama when I used to go to Palestine. So, mashallah, 5 times we went with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. Now the jutlas don't allow me. They tell me AK, you're too dangerous, more dangerous than AK-47. I told them, you jutlas, harami, Zionists, you're playing with me now. You started the war with me. You made me miss the plane there in 1989. But Allah said, it's very good. You must have plane. So I went back to Jerusalem and performed Jummah Salat in Aqsa al-Mubarak. So they wanted to humiliate us. So daily we humiliate them, because that is what Quran says we must do with them. So the book's name is Haqa'iqul Quraniyah Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyah. Quran is not a book of history or geography. It's a book of guidance, a living book for all times and all places. So go read Quran. Chapter 17, beginning of the 15th part of the Noble Quran. I read for you 2 verses. Chapter 17, verse 6. Thumma. After Allah has punished you, jutlas, radadana lakumul karrata alayhim, we will give you power again. We will give you your country again. And so forth and so on as a test. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ, we will increase for you the wealth. وَبَنِينَ, we will give you sons, your own sons, and you will have many harami sons. America, Europe, and all of them, and the Arab tenpot dictators will become figuratively your sons. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا, and we will give you a powerful army. Some Arab ulama translated this, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا, we will give you a powerful media. So Quran Sharif is living book for all times. So Allah gave them that taxi, but not as a mercy, as a test. What Allah says, chapter 17, verse 7, in ahsantum ahsantum li anfusikum, if you do good, it will be good for yourself. وَإِنَ سَعَتُمْ فَلَهَا, and if you do evil, genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, apartheid, فَلَهَا, the calamity will be on you. How will the calamity come? Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the final promise comes. This is the beginning of the final promise. Hamas and Jihad Islami and the Mujahideen, they will do 3 things. Allah said, He'll give you 3. One, He'll give you power, He'll give you wealth, He'll give you army, all that. Allah says 3 things will happen. The Muslim army, they will disfigure your faces. They just see Hamas, and they can't say Hamas, the Jutla. They can't pronounce the ha. They say Hamas, Hamas. So they're already wearing 4, 4, 5, 5 underpants. They just see them and they're already urinating in their pants and all that, the haramis. So the Muslims will disfigure your faces. Imagine our masjid, but it is controlled by the jutlas. They tell you when you can come inside and outside. The settlers can come whenever they want to. So no, we can't accept that. The Muslim army will decimate you and they will take control of all Masjid al-Aqsa. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا, and all this veto you got of Uncle Sam, Biden and Trump and all these haramis, none of them are our friends. So remember, Allah will crush them all. So America must fall, Israel must fall, and all those Arab tenpot dictators, Emirates, Saudi, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all 6, you see, the half a dozen shaitans, murtads and munafiqeen and ghaddar, all will fall, inshallah, in our lifetime. So go read Quran. So Allah gives and then Allah tests them, and they fail the test completely. So Allah punishes them more and more every day, the haramis.
Mufti Sahab, my daughter and son-in-law want to live on their own. The boy's parents are rejecting and telling the son, if he moves out, they will be dead to him. They have kept their son away from their wives. Please advise.
Regarding the term haramis, because sometimes non-Muslims tell me, they send messages to me, WhatsApp messages, and I entertain it. Anybody wants to send me a message, 071-888-1184. What is the meaning of harami? It means a bee, illegitimate child. We can't call them illegitimate, we call them a bee, a big bee. So therefore, we call them bee, Netanyahu. You see what idea? So you parents of that youngster, totally wrong. You got no business to keep your son away from his wife or children and so forth. Islamically, it is her right. Leave democracy. We're not interested in democracy. It's her Islamic right to say she wants a separate home and so forth. Therefore, to my family and friends and whoever, and again I'm repeating, when the proposal come from the boy side that we interested in your daughter, sister, niece and so forth, you must ask them, are we going to live with you or separately? And I advocate, in this day and this age, you must say you want separately. Because once this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law fight, then there's big damal going on. Mosalim, you know the story. Let's end today's program with a story. I mentioned it several times, but people are new listeners. So this is just a story, right? It's not Quran or Hadith, it's just a story. So the story goes like this. Now we speak to you, Durban, right? So now the two buses, one bus with the mother-in-law, one bus with the daughter-in-law. From East Pingo Beach, they're going to where? To Claywood. You see that? So the one bus with the mother-in-law, they packed up. And then daughter-in-law, they're following the one another. Now it starts drizzling. So the bus with the mother-in-law capsized. They all died, passed away, like you know. So inna lillah. So the daughter-in-laws were crying. Some of them really said, some of them crocodile tears and so forth and that. One daughter-in-law was crying for 4 or 5 days. So they asked her, for what you crying so much? She said, my mother-in-law missed the bus. I said the story the first time on CII at night. Next day when I went to work, I had to go a little bit late. So my colleagues told me one lady phoned 3 times. So I just sat down and then the call came. Is my habit anybody phone? I just say, assalamu alaikum. She said, Mufti, you know you said last night that mother-in-law missed the bus. It's my mother-in-law that missed the bus. What must I do? I told her, Ben, sister, don't worry. I'm sending another bus for your mother-in-law. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.